I just joined Missouri Military Academy back about a month ago. I've spent my entire career in fundraising, and I'm just excited to be part of the wonderful things that the Academy is doing for all the men that that are there.
Absolutely. Cassandra, tell a little bit about your role there at the Missouri Military Academy, if you will.
Sure. I've been with the MMA for about 11 years, and I've always worked with the parents and the alumni and all of our special events. We have, you know, graduation and senior banquets and Valentine balls and all kinds of events all throughout the year, a lot of military formal ball type events. Those are a lot of fun to plan, but Maroon and Gold is probably one of my favorite. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year, and it raises a lot of money for programs at MMA, so it's really important to our school.
As a matter of fact, it is going to be taking place this Saturday, May the 8th, and I'm hoping to find out a little bit about what it will look like. Rob, we'll start off with you. Just tell a little bit about what folks can see with the Maroon and Gold fundraiser.
This is really exciting. It's just been a virtual, it's going to be a virtual event, but we've gotten all the cadets together. They'll be in formation, they'll be marching. You'll see some performances by our Fusiliers that recently placed second in the nation. You'll see a comp, you'll see some of our sporting events, you'll see some of the bagpipers, you'll see some of the artwork, you'll see the students in the classrooms. And it is just amazing what they're going through, the preparation and the time that they're taking out of their normal day, which is a pretty intensive day to begin with, but they are so committed to helping us out and making this the best performance possible. The faculty, the staff, everybody involved, the alumni that have taken time out of their days to volunteer to talk about the Maroon and Gold. It is just so important for them. They realize that this is our biggest fundraiser. This is how we support MMA. This is how we get more cadets to the school, and it also is just an opportunity to expand the awareness of the good things that MMA is doing in the community.
No doubt about it. Cassandra, the fundraiser and auction is also a part of this. I was hoping you'd tell us about some of those cool items that are going to be available that people can bid on.
Sure. Typically we have this in our gymnasium. Actually not typically. This is the first year we would have had it in our gymnasium if it hadn't been for the health scares. So we've really taken advantage of the position that we've been put in to make this event virtual. And Rob mentioned many of the things that are going to be included in the event. We don't typically get to include that much. We don't get to cover that much ground at our event. It's normally in person and, 3 or 4 hours at the most. So there have been hours and hours of production and practices and a lot of work that's gone into this event. So we used to have it in St. Louis, and we moved it back to campus so that more of the local community could get involved. So we really do hope that many of the local people, just because they don't have kids that go to MMA, doesn't mean that they can't participate. So if anyone is interested in that and they want to see our auction, you can go to our website, and the first thing that'll pop up on the screen is a button that'll take you right to our event. So it's MissouriMilitaryAcademy.org. In our auction, we have all kinds of exciting stuff. There's gift baskets. We have a Patrick Mahomes football helmet that's autographed. It's even got a matching case and everything. And I think the bidding is only at $1,000 for it right now. And that's worth obviously a whole lot more than $1,000.
He signed the helmet, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's beautiful. I've seen some other ones, but this one it's black and it's autographed in red in ink, and it's absolutely beautiful. So that would be a great collective item for someone. We have some unique things like a Knights of Columbus sword and a saber and sword. I'm not really sure where this came from, but it's in our auction if someone's interested in it. We have, like I said, gift baskets. We have certificates for things. There's some custom woodwork made things from one of our alumni who did a lot of woodworking for us. What else?
Trips,
vacations. Yeah, there's some vacation packages, of course. There's just something for everybody. I don't think anybody would get on there and not think, I can't live without that.
Right. Now, when does this start on Saturday? How can people access this? And where can they go to bid on some of these items, if you will?
So, again, it's at MissouriMilitaryAcademy.com or .org. Mm-hmm. And that starts at 7
p.m. The event starts at 7 p.m.
And it will go approximately until 8:30. Some of the things that the event itself will be benefiting this year is the new baseball field renovation, the equestrian program, and the stable renovation, the soccer field, putting new lights on the soccer field, transportation, getting a new bus, and unpredictable change, and helping our military cadets perform in various competitions like the Fusiliers, and there's a whole bunch of other things that they're participating in. So getting to those national events, as I said, the Fusiliers place second. You know, it's so something to be so proud of in the nation. So there are numerous events, and it's helping the academy, it's helping the cadets, it's helping the children, these young men become better men for tomorrow.
All right. Well,
I'd like to add something to that. Yes. You know, he mentioned that we're raising money for our soccer field lights and our baseball renovation, our baseball field renovation program. Those two particular items are going to bring people into our community, which puts funds in our community's pocket. So, you know, if supporting us now and helping us raise the funds for those items will, you know, come right back to everyone here. So
absolutely. Yeah. And MMA also provides a lot of employment here in the city of Mexico as well. So
if I could just one other thing, I would like to really thank our local sponsors. There's a number of them in town that we could not have made this event so successful without your help and gratuity and the donations that you've gave to us. It's just incredible the amount of people that have stepped up in this community and supported us, whether it's through gift certificates or various other items that they've donated. So we really do appreciate the local vendors and local merchants here in town.